We are overlooking the rocky intertidal or the seashore near Bodega Marine Lab.
Christy Croker stands on the cliffs of Bodega Head at evening, surveying the view. The sun reflects against the waves crash over the tide pools, filled with algae, sea stars, limpets, and colorful plants and animals of all sorts. But despite the general serenity, she knows all is not well beneath the waves. And as humans, it's largely our fault. We are making the oceans more acidic.
What's happening with ocean acidification is that the oceans are absorbing a lot of the carbon dioxide that's in the atmosphere. And this is emitted by humans through industrial processes or land use changes. And it's changing the chemistry of the seawater.
Croker, who studies ocean acidification at Stanford University, recently gave a lecture about her work at Bodega Bay Marine Lab. Ocean acidification is a hot area for research because it's a growing problem that will affect the whole ocean and therefore the whole globe.
Acidification is going to impact nearly all of the world's oceans and all of the world's ecosystems. Could lead to really an entire reorganization of marine ecosystems as we know them.
Today, the oceans are about 30% more acidic than they were before the Industrial Revolution. Since then, we've burned billions of barrels of oil and increased carbon in the atmosphere by 100 parts per million. Croker wants to know what the future will look like, what it'll mean for marine ecosystems, and she's found a special spot on the planet that lets her do just that.
I use these underwater carbon dioxide vents that are off the coast of Italy. They bubble CO2 into the ocean water, and they cause a bunch of changes in the chemistry, much like we predict. And I use these vents to look at how acidification affects a really complex assemblage of species that are all interacting with one another.
These bubbling underwater vents have shown her that seaweeds will do well in the future, but the clams, the oysters, the mussels, the snails, the things we might like to see on our dinner plates.
Any of those organisms that have a hard shell on them.
They tend to disappear. And this isn't a far-off, long-distance problem. It's affecting marine ecosystems right now.
The change has not been very large yet, but the organisms in the ocean have adapted to a very stable pH over time. So even a small shift is significant to an animal trying to live in the ocean.
Tessa Hill is part of the Bodega Bay Marine Lab research group studying ocean acidification.
There's really only one way to deal with this in terms of a global solution, to reduce our carbon dioxide emissions to the atmosphere.
This month, Nature Climate Change published a study warning that many corals and hard-shelled animals will probably be lost forever if current protection and management policies stay in place. The scientists suggest some non-conventional, perhaps even a little extreme ways to preserve sea life against the threats of heat and acid. Their ideas include protecting coral reefs with sunshades, selectively breeding or genetically engineering organisms to be more resilient, or making the oceans more alkaline by adding base minerals like carbonates and silicates. But they say these are a last resort, and some of the steps would only make sense in certain places, like an island where businesses are dependent upon visitors to the coral reef. Oyster farmers in Tenales Bay are already feeling the effects of acidification. In our next segment, we'll see how they are bracing for the coming changes. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.